where the surrounding conditions are exactly the same. And if you go still further, of course, the next step on, you find the conditions exactly the same again, and so forth. You'll have to be able to repeat, therefore, a pattern in space in three directions. It's very analogous to the problem of designing wallpaper or cloth or something in which you have to have a design element which repeats and repeats and repeats so that you can make the cloth as large as you want. For example, an ordinary kind of wallpaper, disregarding the artistic value, might be... These represent flowers on wallpaper distributed. But your point is that there's an element of repetition that the thing can go on forever. The outline or the properties of this wallpaper as far as its repetition properties are concerned, not discussing the flower itself, but really the properties of repetition, are indicated in the diagram over here. If you start at any point, you can find a corresponding point by moving up along a direction like this arrow. The same thing will happen if you move in the direction of the other arrow. Of course, there are many other directions. You can get, for example, from here to here and come to the same position, but that could be compounded as a step of the lower arrow followed by a step of the other one.